Hello, I'm calling
Hello.
from Washington Opinion Survey. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or TV?
No.
Okay, and are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Probably. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
64.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
I'm going to say independent.
And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Blusin Camporet is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Say that again.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Blusin Camporet is handling her job as Congresswoman? Is that a strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
Strongly disapprove. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Totally disapprove.
And thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? I have a short list. The first one is protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change, and protecting the environment, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting this, and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, combating threats to our democracy, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, or the last one, improving K-12 education.
Boy.
I know all are important, but the most important is, remember, you can select up to two.
Right. Border
security. Okay. And the last one?
I'm leaning towards...
I can repeat the list if you want. No problem.
Yeah, repeat.
Okay. The first one is protecting abortion. The next one, climate change. Improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure. Protecting and strengthening.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? The first one is Joe Kent from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
90.
Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
0.
0. Raul Garcia?
Don't know him.
Never heard of? Okay. Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
90.
Mary Blusin Camporet?
Don't know her.
Okay. Never heard of or no opinion?
Never heard of her.
Maria Cantwell from 0 to 100?
I would give an 80.
80. MAGA Republicans in general. How would you rate them? MAGA Republicans.
I don't even think they should say that, but 90.
90. The last one, woke liberals in Congress. How would you rate them? Woke liberals.
0.
0, okay. And if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
If the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Blusin Camporet?
Kent.
even though you are not supporting Mary Lou's incumbent right now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support her? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Okay, next, I would like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. And for each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 if you don't think it is important at all, 5 if you think it's somewhat important, and a 10 if you think it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first quality or attribute is a moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
Would you repeat that again, please?
No problem. A moderate who will oppose extremists from the left and from the right. From 0 to 10, how important is that quality or attribute in your member of Congress?
That's a really good question.
You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Yeah, 6.
6, okay. The next quality or attribute is a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse. From 0 to 10, how important is that? 10, okay. The next one, a fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
10.
Someone who put doing what's right above politics. From 0 to 10.
About what? Quality?
Someone who put doing what's right about politics. How important is that?
5.
5. And the last two, someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
That'll stand up for it?
Someone who will stand up to the attacks. 0, okay. And the last one, someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
7.
7, thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 80% now. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. This is random. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Lou's incumbent Perez. And please rate this statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that the statement is very convincing reasons to support her. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. Just 3 statements. The first one, in February of 2020, Mary Lou's incumbent Perez miscarried at 6 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion. And Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believed women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. After hearing that, how convincing was to support her from 0 to 10?
2.
2. The last two, Mary Lou's incumbent Perez shows up. She listened to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. And Mary listened to us and worked to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. After hearing that, from 0 to 10, how convinced?
5.
5. And the last one, Mary Lou's incumbent Perez is a true independent voice for our district. She doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party lines, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian state, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so is Perez. Sense of duty to her district rather than party. After hearing that, how convincing? From 0 to 10.
Five.
Five, thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but I would like to ask you again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Cousin Compress?
Joe Kent.
And now I'm going to review some doubt or concern that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. And this is an opportunity to find out if you will continue supporting this candidate even after hearing what the opponents say. Just two statements. The first one, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposed fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that will make it Antifa superhighway, and that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense. After hearing that, it gives you serious doubt, some doubt, or no doubt at all. From 0 to 10.
Repeat the end of that? I think Joe Kent is right on the money. That's what I think. And so the way that question phrased, I don't agree with.
But after hearing the statement, it gives you serious doubt, some doubt, or no doubt at all. From 0 to 10.
No doubt at all.
Zero? Okay. And the last one? Mm-hmm. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the result of election. He doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuit here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor race and Lauren Hoop is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights to free and fair elections. After hearing that, it gives you serious doubt, some doubts, or no doubt at all?
No doubt at all.
Okay, is there a zero?
Yes.
Okay. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, will you say you are much less likely, somewhat less likely, or more likely to support him for Congress?
More likely.
Okay, and given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, in your own words, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Nothing.
You can say anything at all. From everything I read what's the most convincing reason not to vote for him?
Not to vote for him?
Yes, you can say anything at all. After everything I read you.
I think that everything you read wasn't spoken correctly. It was written to not vote for him, and I don't agree with how the phrases were put to answer the question.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Just let me record that, okay? Thank you. And now the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12 years, high school.
And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
The last question, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the last question. This is the last question. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Would you repeat the question again, please?
Yeah, no problem. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.